بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We have discussed the laws of the name Allah تبارك الله, that if it is preceded with a fatha or with dhamma, then it is read with a full mouth, and if it is preceded by a kasra, then it is read with an empty mouth. The very similar law applies even to the letter ra. How do we recite the ra? Very same rule applies. That the rules of ra, page number 40, the rules of ra. The letter ra has three conditions. A, ra mutaharrik. Mutaharrik means that it has a haraka. That ra which have any one of the three harakat is called ra mutaharrik. B, ra sakin preceded by a mutaharrik. So the ra has a sukun and the letter before it has a haraka. C is ra sakin before it is sakin preceded by a mutaharrik. So there's three conditions. Either we look in at the ra itself because it has a haraka, or the ra is sakin, we look at the letter before it. And the third condition is that the ra is also sakin, the letter before it is also sakin, then we look at the third letter before that. So what is the law? If we look at A, the rules of ra mutaharrik. So these laws will apply throughout, the same law. That number one, when the ra has a fatha or dhamma, it will be read mufakham with a full mouth. The ra itself, it has a fatha or dhamma, we read it with a full mouth. Example, we'll read it from the right. Asrafu rabbuka yarawna dhukkiru surura rusula. So these are examples of a full mouth, a ra with a full mouth. As compared to reading the same letters, the same words, but with an empty mouth. Example, a person says, Asrafu rabbuka yarawna dhukiru. So it's the same thing, but with an empty mouth, does not give the beauty of the recitation of the Qur'an-i Kareem. So the same law applied with the name Allah, if it is preceded by a dhamma or fatha, full mouth. So similar dara, if it has a fatha or dhamma, full mouth. Number two, when dara has a kasra, it will be read muraqqaq, empty mouth. If dara itself has a kasra, example, rizqa, ta'rifu, karihu, this is empty mouth because dara itself has a kasra. Now that same law applies throughout. That B, the rules of ra sakin when preceded by a mutaharrik. Means that the ra is sakin, so we look at the letter before it. When the mutaharrik before the ra sakin has a fatha or dhamma, the ra will be read mufakham, full mouth. So the same thing applies. So if the ra has a haraka, then the law is according to its haraka, which means dhamma and fatha, full mouth, kasra, empty mouth. And if the ra is sakin, look at the haraka before it. If it is dhamma or fatha, full mouth. If it is kasra, the letter before it, empty mouth. Some examples, tawtila. Tawtila. So the ra is sakin, we look at the letter before it. Awsala. The ra is sakin, so we look at the letter before, it is a fatha. Hawthun. Because the letter before the ra is fatha. Wadhkur, full mouth. Wadhkur. Murtab, murtab. Because the letter before the ra is a dhamma. Turja'un, full mouth. Note, number two, when the mutaharrik before the ra sakin has a kasra, the ra will be read muraqqaq and that is empty mouth. Washawirhum. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا. So the ra is got sakin, we look at the letter before it. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ. Ra sakin, but the letter before it is kasra, so therefore empty mouth. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Note, the Ra will be read Muraqqaq under the following three conditions as well. 2.1, before the Ra Sakin, the Kasra should be Asli and not Aridi. Meaning it must be an original Kasra, not a temporary Kasra. Therefore, if the Kasra is Aridi, which means temporary, the Ra will be read Mufakham, which is full mouth. Examples of Haraka Asli. Haraka Asli means that Haraka is part of the word. Example, Miryah Yaghfir Lakum. The Kasra is part of the word. Therefore, we read it with a empty mouth. Miryah. It's part of the word. And Kasra Aridi is that the Kasra is situation. It's conditional. It's not original. An easier example for us to understand what we are talking about. If you open up to the end of the 26th juz, okay, let's open up to the Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin. And at the end of the 22nd juz, the end of the 22nd juz, Surah Yasin. Now, this is an example of what is a temporary kasra. Now, that last ayah that we look, we don't know how to start it off. Nothing is written. But we all know when we're reciting Surah Yasin, we say, اِتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ. So that kasra is not original. Because we starting off, we say, اِتَّبِعُوا. But if we continue with the previous ayah, example towards the end, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ. So there's no kasra at all. مُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا. So that kasra, we call that aridi, which means temporary. The situation calls for it. We can't start off this sentence. We need to put a haraka on that hamza. So the kasra was given. That's an example of, so that's an example only of a temporary kasra. That's all. We're not talking about the ra itself. So let's come back to this kitab. We say, look at these two words. Irhamhuma, irji'i. That kasra that it's placed over there is circumstantial. It's because of a situation. It's not original. It's not part of the word. It's not part of the word. But we put a kasra so we can start off the word. Irhamhuma. So because that kasra is not original, we'll read it with a full mouth. Irhamhuma. Irji'i ila rabbik. Where's this? In the 30th juz of the Quran. Surah Wal-Fajri. Surah Wal-Fajri. Look at page 835. Now if we look into the Quran, can we see any kasra? Nothing is written. Which means that if we placing a kasra, is to start off the sentence, which means it's not original. Any original kasra will be written in the Quran. If it's not written, it's not original. So here we need to start off the ayah. So we say, irji'i. So that kasra that is placed on the hamza is not original. Therefore we read the ra with a full mouth because the kasra is not original. So we'll read, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. So that's an example of a kasra that is not original. Note, kasratul asli is such a kasra which is always found in a letter. That means it is permanent. B, kasratul aridi is such a kasra which is not always found in a letter. It is temporary. That's temporary, so we give an example of it. 2.2, before the rasakin, the kasra must be in the same word and not in the previous word. Therefore, if the kasra is in the preceding word, dara will be read mufakham, full mouth. So an example of the kasra being in the same word, it must be in the same word. Wadhakirhum, empty mouth. Uhsirtum, uhsir, empty mouth. Why? The kasra is in the same word. Bishirkikum, and B of the kasra being in the previous word. Now look at this kasra. Rabbirhamhuma. It's in the previous word. The kasra, Rabbi, previous word. So we read it with a full mouth. Although there's a kasra, but it's not in the same word. So therefore full mouth. So what was the law that we are discussing? That if the ra is sakin, look at the letter before it. Here the ra is sakin, the letter before it is kasra. So it, the law demands, it's supposed to be empty mouth. But because it's not in the same word, we read it with an full mouth, not empty mouth. Empty mouth if it's in the same word. In a separate word, full mouth. Although it's a kasra. So therefore, رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا أَمِرْتَابُ رَبِّرْجِعُونَ with a full mouth. And 2.3, after the rasakin, none of the letters of musta'aliyah must be in the same word. We'll not go through all of them, but we'll just highlight these four examples which are important for us when reading the Qur'an. As we said, that even if we put a sign in the Qur'an with which we make our tilawah, put a sign that a law applies here, then inshallah it's a step in the right direction to say, oh my Allah, I'm trying to learn the laws of tajweed. I'm trying. Now these four words in the Qur'an, it's supposed to be read with a full mouth. For the benefit of those that are even listening at home or through whichever other medium or channel, we will read the ayat number of it. So the first one is Mirsada. That is the first page of the 30th juz of the Quran, page 819. Now look at that, the second last line.
Inna jahannama kanat mirsada.
Mirsada with a full mouth. Although the before the rasakin is a kasra. Before the rasakin is a kasra. So that means supposed to be empty mouth. Why full mouth? Because after the ra is a letter that is from, is a letter of musta'aliyah. Musta'aliyah means full mouth. Khussa daghtin qid, which we spoke about. So there's a sad, mir sada, therefore full mouth this ra. So there's only four places in the Quran. That is place number one. The next is ir sada. Ir sada is going to be on page 283. Third line from the bottom. Here again full mouth. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا وَإِرْصَادًا full mouth. وَإِرْصَادًا. Although there is a kasra before it, full mouth, because there is a sad after it. Now since we are on page 283, we'll do the last example, which is page 287. We'll come back to the third one. The fourth example, Firqah, page 287, line number 6. Beginning of the ayah,
وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةً فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فِرْقَةٍ
with a full mouth. فِرْقَةٍ with a full mouth. One more. قِرْطَاس. That is going to be on page 168. Third line from the bottom, 178. 178, third line from the bottom. 178.
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ
قِرْطَاس with the full mouth. قِرْطَاس with the full mouth. I think so we'll stop there when it comes to the laws of the front of the kitab. And we'll just highlight one more inshaAllah. We'll read the law, whatever Qari Sahib has written over here. We will read it, page 67. Page 67, Sakta. Just this one and then we're stopping inshaAllah. Page 67 is Sakta. Sakta is to pause temporarily as to hold the voice and keep the breath intact. Note the rules that apply to waqf, stopping will apply to Sakta as well. So what's in Sakta? It's a temporary pause by holding the breath. But you will continue reading. There are four, now this is what Qari Sahib has written. There are four places in the Quran where sakta is wajib. Wajib. We all know after the Isha Salah, Mulana will look for our sons also. You read your Witr Salah? We won't ask Sunnah. Witr you read? Okay, that's wajib that one. Wajib. You read Witr. How many of us knew that there were four places it's wajib? We found out for ourselves. Wajib. So important. So as we are saying, even if we put a sign to say, Allah, there is some lawyer, and we refer to it, inshallah, we will get proficient in it. The first is Suratul Kahf. The first is the first verse of Surah Kahf. So that's going to take us into the 15th juz of the Quran. 408, page 408. Now how are we going to read this? Is as if we make in waqf. If you make waqf at the end of this ayah, how do we stop? وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. That's called waqf. What is sakta? Make the waqf, but don't break the breath. Hold the breath and continue. So how?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا.
So you hold your breath. عوجا قيما. And continue reading after that. Don't break the breath. So even if you read one word after that, example, عِوَجَا قَيِّمَا, break your breath, no problem, start again. قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ. But to make that sakta is wajib. Number two, Surah Yasin, subhanallah. These are the surahs we're reading. Very often we read these surahs. Page 615. 615.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ.
So you make sakta again here. Just hold the breath. Surah Qiyamah. That's going to be on the 29th juz of the Qur'an. Page 812. 812, the third line from the bottom. So how do we read this?
وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ.
Not وَقِيلَ مَرَّاقَ. And not وَقِيلَ مَنْ. And break the breath also is incorrect.
وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ.
And the last one, inshaAllah, is in the 30th juz of the Qur'an, Surah Mutaffifun. And that's page 826. 7. Third line from the top.
كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ.
So we make sakta here also. So these are the four places where sakta is wajib. What will be beneficial, as we have been mentioning in the past, that to whatever we have discussed earlier, to make some ishara, some note, some sign in our Quran in which we make our tilawat of the Quran for Ramadan, then we know some law applies in this word. Certain things we may not be able to perfect it, but we read the law and say, oh my Allah, astaghfirullah. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the full reward. As if you read it like a qari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoorul rahim. He is the most merciful. He knows that we sat for this program, we went through the kitab, we went through all of these laws. First time maybe we heard it, first time we learning these laws. Now we can't get it to perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that He knows our weakness. He knows He's created us weak. But we make an intention, Allah will give us the full reward. Definitely, definitely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, there's no limit to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, through the barakat of sitting for this program related to the Qur'an al-Kareem, grant each one of us such a Ramadan, that this Ramadan we're going to read the most amount of Qur'an, inshaAllah. From compared to our past, this Ramadan we'll read the most. And inshaAllah we will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to become from Ahlul Qur'an. Very easy, after every salah, pick up the Qur'an and read little bit. Any opportunity, read Qur'an. There's quietness in the house, read Qur'an. Everyone's busy, read Qur'an. Any opportunity you have, just recite Qur'an all the time. This is a very, very Mubarak month. It's the relationship of Qur'an and Ramadan is a very strong relationship. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, that ability, makes us from Ahlul Qur'an, love with the Qur'an, attachment with the Qur'an al-Kareem, reward each one of us for sitting for the program, and grant us the true understanding of the Qur'an, and grant us love with the Qur'an, the ability to recite it with tajweed, inshaAllah. Make it easy for all of the hufaz that are performing Taraweeh Salah, make it easy for all of us, keep us with afiyat. Health is such a thing, we all are worried, scared. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep every one of us with full health, inshallah, through this month of Ramadan, that we can maximize on the opportunities that will be made available to us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.